This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Beginning Shmeis starts the Golus of Mitzrayim. Hashteitzach, we all know how bitter the Golus of Mitzrayim was. What triggered Golus Mitzrayim? What was it that brought about a response that Paray should be Ashelo Yodas Yosef? So, of course, there's a lot of Mefarshim. Pari was a Kafi Toif. But what was it on our side of the equation, so to speak, that triggered? We lived in Mitzrayim. We didn't make trouble there. And yet, Pari thought, so we look at it and we say it's the common scapegoating. Right? All through the generations, Yidden were accused of trying to take over and take away the guy's parnasa, their money, their homes. It's not a new song. It's an old song of dance, as they say. And l'chayra, the psukim seem to say that that was basically the basis and the trigger of what triggered Paray to take Klal Yisrael and be meshabed them and begin Golus Mitzrayim. But if you look at the Mefarshim, the Achreinim, we see and we learn that there was something on our end that Taka triggered, that Taka warranted that the Mitzrayim should come and be meshabed us and take us into Golus. We'll begin with the words on the Mahalach of the Nitziv in many places. The Nitziv speaks and he discusses what was it that brought about Golus Mitzrayim. Sagt der Heilige Nitziv, Vatimole Haaretz Eisam. The Pasuk tells us, what was it that led Paray? And the answer is Vatimale Haaretz Eisam. Zakter Ditziv, what does Haaretz mean? Which Aretz are we referring to? Vatimale Haaretz Eisam. Says the Nitziv, it doesn't mean Geisha. Now, if you look at the Eben Ezra, Itaka says clearly it means Geisha. They overflowed out of Geisha. You know, when the communities grow, they start to expand out. As they learned, that's how the Eben Ezra learns the Pshat Vatimale Haaretz Eisam, but the Nitziv argues. And he says Vatimale Haaretz Eisam doesn't mean Geishan, but rather it means the entire Eretz Mitzrayim. Balilam made the lay Eretz Geshen Levad, Shahim Yuchid Li Yisrael, Umeleim Yisrael Levad. Alafilu call Eretz Mitzrayim, Shayiki Yeshivas in Mitzrayim, Bechal Makay, Malay Eretz in Yisrael. Everywhere. They started going and finding, and he explains the Nitziv houses amongst the greatest and best communities, the best neighborhoods of Mitzrayim. Says the Nitziv, and therefore it became a problem and we needed to start a Golus. Zakt in itziv. What's the pshat? Ubo akosiv lahagdim ze siba sinat Mitzrayim ugzeres hamalchus. The pasuk here is beginning to explain to us the root of the galus. Because Yankiv Avinu wanted Shieshvu Dafka, they should sit only in Eretz Goshen. Why? Kedei Shiyu Badad V'Nivdal Mimitzrayim. We were supposed to stay in Goshen and we didn't. And he brings a medrash that there was a hashpah the minute Yosef passed away. Yosef was Nifter, Paskul Milamu. Then he says a very sharp thing. He says, "Ukvar biarnu, ukvar biarnu b'sefer bereishis ala pasik higeyi ezaracha asher hi asibah shebechol dor v'doir oim demoleinu l'chaliseinu." It's not only in Mitzrayim, but every generation bechol dor v'doir she'oim demoleinu l'chaliseinu. We don't want to be geirim. We don't want to be nivdal min ha'umais. We come to countries and we want to assimilate. And we don't mean assimilation, chas v'shalom, marriage assimilation, because we know Klal Yisrael didn't assimilate with marriage. And fakaret leishinu lishmon l'shoinim amal busha. And still there was a taina. And what was the taina, says the Netziv, the Pasuk, Hein Am Levada Yishkain Ubagayim La Yishashiv. As they learned the Heilig Netziv HaBesav. You hear? When we searched to look, what was it that Klal Yisrael did that brought about Golus? What? Was it Menshin Abgitan? And the answer is, I was so good. Elaborate on this more from other Achreinim, Gedele Achreinim, that guide us to understand this. Hein Am Levodot Yishkein. But this was the problem. It wasn't Am Levodot Yishkein. And therefore, looking to move out, Vatimoli Aretz Oysam, that itself caused that there should be a Golus. And this is not only Golus, Mitzrayim, Zakter Heilig and Itziv. This is all the galusin, the chaldor v'adorayim demaleinu l'chaliseinu. I'd like to quote you another piece of Netziv HaBesai. The Netziv on the Pasuk itself, of Hein Am Levodot Yishkein, Bagoyim L'Yishashov, says their Heilig in Netziv, this is Bamidbar Chav Gimel, Pasuk Tes, says the Netziv, Hein Am Levodot Yishkein, like Kederach Kaluma V'Lashein. We are different than all other nations. That when they go into Gaila, when they go into Galus, Misarvim Imagmalim Oysam, those that are Megal, those that bring you into Galus, they try to assimilate. Right? The whole idea of all the bringing the people from other countries, right? The Chagansa Tumulaint, right? Bringing in the refugees, right? Tumultzach. He says the point of all other refugees is to assimilate with the country and adapt. Klal Yisrael is not like that. The biggest chashivas, the best thing we could do for ourselves, is to remain separate. Says the Netziv Meir de Kipshat. What does it mean about goyim lo yischashav? If they mingle with the goyim lo yischashav, don't think you'll be granted any respect. Hey, Am. When it's an Am Levodot Yishkein, B'menuchu B'kavod, I stress the word kavod with dignity. V'ra'u kol ami aretz ki shem Hashem nikra olav ve'ein ish mischar imoy u'bagoyim. But when he is bagoyim, when he wants to be part. Kasheru reitzeli ayismur revimlam loy yischashev einay nechshev be'enon. Even the guy that you're trying so hard to get along with, you're trying to adapt, you're trying to be one of them. They'll never respect you. You know when they'll respect you? When you're am levad gishkei. And he quotes, of course, the psukim of Shmos and many, many other places and the kairis to this yisai. So we have here a mahalach habesai that Golus Mitzrayim, according to the Nitziv, begins because of Hein Am Levadat Yishkei. What the Pasuk teaches and tells us, we must be Am Levadat Yishkei. You know, we have to live among the Goyim HaBesai. We do business with the Goyim. Baruch Hashem, there are those that are lucky that they could do all their business. Tzavish and Brida, you're lucky if you could do that. And every business at some level, at some point, needs to be connected with the outside world. And a person must learn how to live in that world. Because we can't completely surgically remove ourselves from that world, but at the same time, we need to understand the Hein Am Levadot Yishkei. It's a chachma. It takes wisdom. How to balance. To be with, to live amongst, and at the same time, to be Hein Am Levadot Yishkei. Rabbi said, listen to me carefully. I'm not a controversial person. I don't have big kanoyas dikashitas about things. But I do know that it's a very delicate balance. And if a person does not learn properly the balance, and that learning must come from Gedolei Yisrael, who teach us, and our madrichos, on how to then have that balance. There's an interesting Chassam Sofer that says that the reason why it all began after Vayomas Yosef v'Cholechov, because as long as Yosef and his brothers were around, they were madrich, there was hadrocha, there was hadrocha on how to live in Mitzrayim, to live amongst, with, yet separate. I'd like to discuss this Hein Am Levadot Yishkein in the words of Gedolei Yisrael, the Achreinim, the Chassam Sofer, the Maril Diskin, the Nitziv, as we soon will quote, based on the Psukim that we have in Parashat Shmos. But I repeat again, Rabbeisai, if we don't learn and if we don't take the time to get training in this area, it's almost impossible not to err on a daily basis, not to make grave mistakes, where one believes he's doing the right thing and one believes that he's doing something that will bring him atzlocha, and the truth could be nothing further than this, and it's the opposite. Rabbi say, let us learn the words of the Gedolei Achreinim. What does it mean, Hein Am Levadot Yishkein, and how to apply it? Let's learn the words of the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer and the Likutim. This is page Kuf Zayin. The Chassam Sofer says a tremendous chidush. Says the Chassam Sofer, ובני ישראל פרו וישרצו וירבו ויעצמו במאוד מאוד ותמלא הארץ עיסו. פרק תחסם סויפר, it should have said, וימלו עשה הארץ. What does it mean, Vatimale Ha'aretz Oysam? Vayimlu, they filled the earth, the land. What does it mean, Vatimale Ha'aretz Oysam? The Chasam Sofer also says the word Bime'id. Vayatzmu Bime'id Me'id. What is Bime'id Me'id? Ein lo shacher. It should have said Me'id Me'id. You want to say a lot, you don't have to say Bime'id. With Me'id Me'id, a lot. Chasam Sofer is Ha'arev. Says the Chasam Sofer, tremendous Chiddush. The word Me'id could also mean B'chal Me'idecha, which means you're geshefted. Lashon Ashkenaz, Yiddish. B'me'id, Me'id means they got involved deeply B'me'id in the business of Mitzrayim. Says that some say. Nelikutim. Vatimon le'aretz Oysam. So M'meila, they got influenced without even realizing that, and that the Oretz filled them up. Vashpa, from the street, so to speak, filled them up. They didn't even realize this was happening. A person could go to work every day and not even realize how he's being influenced. Pasuk Ubnei Yisrael Poru Vayishritzu Vayirbu Vayat Bim Me'id. It should have said Me'id. Me'id made a lot. What's Bim Me'id? Me'id I Bim B'chal Me'id Echa Bim Me'id in the money, in the parnasa. Bim Me'id. They got involved deeper and deeper. And the Me'il of Atimale Ha'aretz Oysa. You know, Rabbi Sai, when a boy leaves yeshiva, he is very much protected. And he goes out into the world, and dress codes have to change, and language has to be somewhat broader, different. It becomes very complicated. The hadracha, the training is needed so much to know what's influenced by the street, what's influenced by the guy, and what's accepted. You can't expect that a person should dress mamish, say the ayvar shivin gas, when he's going to work. Maybe. Where do you draw the line? And is it that the first few years you draw the line one place, and then as time goes on, the influence from the outside convinces you that this is the proper mahalach, that this is taka the way you should dress, and this is the way everyone dresses. And I'm being very careful, Rabbi Yisai, because I don't mean a kanoyis de kashir. It's not my mahalach, everybody knows that. I'm not here to... You'll soon see Rabbi Yisai, what I want with the Vehenam Levod of Yishkain. But I also want to tell you another point. You know, they talk about wining and dining a client. I'm not a big businessman, Rabbi Yisai, but that much I know. But you got to wine and dine. And what does wine and dine a client mean? You have to take them out. And you got to go here and there and to this and to that. Right? I want to tell you another Chasam Sofer, Rabbi Yisai. The Chasam Sofer in Parshas Balak learns a different pshat in what went wrong in Mitzrayim. The first pshat we had was that what went wrong in Mitzrayim? They went deep into the heart of the business, so to speak, of Mitzrayim, to the point that the hashpo, without even realizing, entered them. There's another Chasam Sofer. Says the Chasam Sofer that it's very important that when you go, you have to make sure to keep your identity. That's the Heinam Levodot Yishkain. And that's really what happened in Mitzrayim. Shleishinu shmam l'shayim m'malbusham. Vahi sham l'goy gadol. When it says l'goy gadol, in the beginning it was l'goy gadol. That's what it means. In the beginning. Mitzrayim looked, wow. It was unbelievable, tremendous. Look how big. What happened? The more you try to be like the guy, the lower you lower yourself. Like we see afterwards in Mitzrayim. There were two phases of Pesach. Okay? Some Sefer and Pashas Balak learns there were two phases. In the beginning, we were strong. We were goyotzum. But then, Batimali Aretz Oysom. What does it mean? He brings a medrash. Shayubate tartois v'karsiois mali mehem. The theaters, the arenas were full of yidn. Oz, and that's what brought about vayakutsu mibnei bnei Yisrael. V'chein hanisayin zakter heiligach sam seifa. This is the reality. The more we try to become close to them, the more hatred. Which is really the nitziv that we just spoke. So we have here two pshatim, Rabbi Yisai. The first pshat was Vatimoli Haaretz influence. Sam Sefer, they got influence. Avodah Zarah, there was influence from the outside. Vatimoli Haaretz Oysom. A second pshat, Sam Sefer and Parshas Balak says they started to go to places. Rabbi Yisai. Business. Gotta be careful where you go. Where you go is everything that we go, everything which is under the heter of whining and dining, so to speak. Is it all taka necessary? Is it all al pi halacha? This is another part of Hein Am Levadot Yishkoin Uvagayim Lo Yischashev. I want to tell you a third chassam sefer. And like I said, I will not say anything on my own because it's a very, very dakus, controversial, very Yiddish zakman edele sugya. It's an edele sugya, Rabbi. I want to tell you another chassam sefer. The chassam sefer says in Parshas Vayechi, why did it take after Vayomas Yosef, and that's all of a sudden Vayishitzu Vatimali Artsoisam, and then the Galus began. Says the Chassam Sofer Vatimali Artsoisam, we became visible. It's another pshat the Chassam Sofer says in Parshas Vayechi. Vatimali Artsoisam Shkal Artsoisam Aleiam Yisrael Shemitchila Yinichbayim Alakelim. We remained hidden, echboyim ala kalim, not high profile. Lo yiru achutza, nobody saw us, so nobody paid attention. Once we became visible, achitikane pari behem v'omar oven ischak v'lois. We have three pshatim, Rabbi Yisai. The first pshat in batimale ha'oretz oisom means we got into the depth of what Mitzrayim stands for. The economy of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was the place of the whole world. The center of the world. And we got into it. Deep into Mema'id, Me'id. Till we got influence. That's Vatimoli Oretz Oysa. Pshat number one. I'm sorry. And that's in Parashat Shmos. In Parashat Balak, he says, Vatimali Aritzaisim, he brings the medrash. We started going with them to the wrong places. To sit Thumas Ailam at a table respectfully, it's not a problem. It's where you start going. That became the problem. The third Chassam Sefer Abesai is in Parshas Vayechi, that we started to have a high profile instead of keeping a low profile. I'd like to quote you on my real Diskin. And my real Diskin, on the Pasuk, Yadaya Teda Kigeria Zaracha Beretz Loi Lohem. Frekti Maril Diskin. Heilige Maril Diskin Frekt. Lechayrit says, Kigeria Zaracha Beretz Loi Lohem. Okay, so we know it's Eretz. If it's Ger, then it's Eretz Loi Lohem. The word Loi Lohem is redundant. Zokta Maril Diskin, because we should have remained in Goshen, because that was Lohem. That was given to us. The problem is, we started leaving Goshen. This is very much like the talk we've talked till now. But listen to the adding point, the point that the Maril Diskin adds. Ubnei Yisrael paru vayishutzu vayirbu vayatzmu vatimoli aretz oisam. Frekti Maril Diskin Vatimali Aretz Oisim is also miyuter. It says, Por of Ayishus Vayirbu, what's Vatimali Aretz Oisim? Says Maril Diskin, the Kimon Shinisrabim Memoid Memela Vatimali Aretz Mehem, Pshat, Shloi Rotsu Litzamtsim Yishuvasim Aretz Goshen. They weren't happy to remain local in Goshen. Rather, Kolaritzim Sraim Nismalim Yisrael Shinispazul Chalamich Kaimais Bechalasakim Bechalinyani Amedina. We got involved in everything. Chalinyani Amedina. Maybe politics. We look for power. We look for higher positions. Try to get involved in the inner government and workings and business. Higher and higher, more and more. I want to tell you a Meir Dik Pshat I once saw. Pasig in Eichel. Eichel Yashav Vodad. Sarasi Bamdinais. Rabasi, excuse me, Rabasi Bagoyim, Sarasi Bamdinais. Don't remember the Sefer, but I know it was well over 300 years ago the Sefer was written. I saw it many years ago, and I thought it was such an unbelievable daher. Rabosi Bagoyim. When we start wanting to be big, Sarasi, we decided that we need to have positions. Sarasi Bamdinais. Haisalamas. That's when the tax. And that's when the attacks begin. The problem is, when we start wanting sarasi, we start wanting positions, we start wanting to be a somebody in countries where we're supposed to be, hein am levadot yishkan. Like this, we could talk for a great length, and there's so much what to be detailed and taught on a practical level. But I would like that Beisai to bring out a whole different point, if I may. Something practical to take away from the shir, Alpi Darkeinu, that we always speak. I'd like to introduce another pshat, in Hein Am Levodot Yishkein, Hu Bagoyim Lo Yizchashiv. That Beisai, what does it mean in a practical sense? I'm going to tell you. Badad could also mean to stand out, to be above the fray, to be exemplary. It's very important to learn that even when you go amongst, and sometimes we have to, jobs take us to, that we have to be amongst Ummah Yisraelam. How important it is to be Levadad Yishkai. Ubagoyim, if you think you're on the same level as the guy, Lois Chashev. It doesn't work that way. I want to tell you a story. Not one, but a few rabbis. I'll tell you a few interesting stories that I experienced in Gedolei Yisrael. Over the years, I've contemplated Hanhaga, a Yid's Hanhaga. What is it? How is a Yid supposed to behave amongst the rest of the country, amongst the rest of the Goyan people? And I asked the following Shaila, Hagayin Rabbi Yosef Rosenblum, one of my Rosh Hashivas, one of my Rabbeim. I asked him that if a Yid, he passes a red light, is that a Chil Hashem? Is that a Chil Hashem? Why? Because the guy that sees, or the cop that stops and thinks that Yid, see, look how he's, right? But I don't understand. There's an allegory in Tum Dust. Everybody does it. What? I'm not doing it because I'm a Yid. No, everybody. I asked him if a Yid would go to a theater. And everybody would say, hey, look, the Yid's going to theater. But well, I don't understand. You're there also. What's the big... I don't understand. Who's being tying on me? You're tying on me to cook the Yid. What about you? You're also there. Is that a Chil Hashem? If everybody's... It's normal. It's an accepted behavior in a country. So because the mensch is an anti-Semite, so to speak, and in his heart, he hates the Yid. If the Yid cuts the line... What do you mean? Everybody cuts the line. You ever see the way... What could be the worst thing that a Yid could do? And the answer is to cut a line. Chas Yishalim, if you dare cut the line, everybody stands there and looks... Everybody cuts the line. What are you talking about? Is that a Chil Hashem? Shiva told me 100%. From us is required a behavior which is exemplary. You need to behave with royalty. You need to be something unique. And yes, any little thing that gives the guy to look at us to say, I want to tell you another ma'aseh that they say. One of the Talmidim by me in Yeshiva had to go work. We went through the sugya. There was no choice. There was no panasa. He needed to go work. L'chala day is 100%. Not that there's anything wrong to go to work, but it needs das teira. Is it time to leave the yeshiva to go work? And this was this person 100% needed to go. But it bothered him. It bothered him very much. I saw he couldn't make peace with it. He couldn't make peace with it. So I went over to the yeshiva, my Rebbe. What? My yogin man. To make peace with it. He couldn't make peace with it. He planned on learning for many more years than he did. So I went over to my Rebbe, my Rebbe, and I asked him, Rebbe, how should I be mechazik or be madrich or tell the person what he should think, his focus on why he should go out leaving the yeshiva? Because he has to, without thinking, look where he's going, look what he's doing. Shiva answered me, teach him and tell him that he has such an opportunity not everyone gets. What opportunity? He has the opportunity to go and he's amongst Goyim and Mekadesh Shem Shemayim at every step of the way. He has a chance with every word and every action and every nuance that he takes to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. I went back and I found something beautiful that Rabbi Yisrael, which I brought back to the Rosh Hashiva the next time I saw him, and the Rosh Hashiva smiled and he said, it's beautiful. Maybe he knew it, he just made me feel good. Could be. I was Rebbe was like that. He made it sound like he didn't know, wanted the guy to feel good. But let me tell you, I found a Mayudik in Medrash Talpiyos. Chanoich was a malach. Chanoich, lakocha yalikim ve'inenu. You all know the famous Chassam Sofer. Chanoich disappeared. He was a malach. He just disappeared. He vanished. There was no human being over there, yeah? Okay. Let me tell you a little bit what Chanoich did. Does anybody here know what profession did Chanoich have? Chanoich made shoes. I don't know if they were Rockports or I don't know whatever they wear today. He made shoes. Zok the Medrash Talpiyos. Chanoich Toifen Olim. Chanoich. He made shoes. He sewed shoes. The al kol tfira utfira. Every stitch he would say, you take a stitch, today it's a machinery, but those days it was Avedas Yad. On every stitch he would say, Baruch Shem Kevod Malchusai Lioilam Voed. Sheyesh bo Yichud Vekishur Kalaylamis. He's tying together Yichud Rabbeinu Shloilam and Kalaylamis. It's a Medrash Talpiyos. Sok to Rabbi Sol Salanter, Eilge Rabbi Sol Salanter. What does it mean, I'll call Tfira Utfira? Sok Rabbi Sol Salanter, he was making sure that every stitch was in order. The job was real. It was exactly the way it was supposed to be. It was honesty in business. He would check, and that's Baruch Shem Kavai Malchus Elohim Levod. I told the Rosh Hashiva, maybe the Kavana means because a tremendous Kiddush Hashem was going to come out from the precision of how he did his business, how he did his job with honesty. And Rosh Hashiva smiled and said, yes. I'll call Tfiru Tfiru. You hear every nuance, every stitch. It's an opportunity, Rabbi Yisrael, for Kiddush, Shem, Shemayim. I want to tell you a story. My brother told this to me. Shem is a very big Rav today. Everybody probably heard of him. A lot bigger than I am. Avlif Shlita, the Rav of Aguda. My brother heard this story from him. So maybe you heard the story because he's famous. But I've heard it for the first time. Maybe you didn't hear it. I'm sharing it with you. I think it's a beautiful story. Avlif said over the following story from Minneapolis. When he was a Rav in Minneapolis. Said over about a certain person. I happen to know the person. That's how I got to know the story. Person happens to be a distant cousin. The story is that he went into a store on Shabbos, a pharmacy, which was near a hospital because his wife needed a certain medication. And he went into the store on Shabbos. It was a must. The pharmacist said, it's a certain, how much, whatever it was. And he said to him, okay, here, this is the bill. He says, but it's Shabbos. I can't really pay you. But give me 15 minutes after sundown, whatever the time was. Within 15 minutes, I will bring you the money. I'll give you my word. I'll give you the money. Okay. The hospital was real right next to the pharmacy, right after Shabbos. The guy runs, keeps his word, he pays up for the medicine. He sees all of a sudden all the people that are working in the pharmacy going over to the pharmacist and giving him money. And there's a commotion. So he asks, what exactly is the story? I mean, what happened? I'm like, he says, it's very simple. When you left And I trusted you by giving you the thing. There was a bet in the store. And he'll never come back. And we took bets on it. And everyone betted against you that you won't come back. And I said, I know the Eden. I know the Jews. I have experience with them. If he says he'll come back to pay, he'll come back to pay. I won the bet. Thank you very much. Pesach. This is a beautiful story. How about when the story is the other way? Over what? For what? It has to be Heinam Levodim Yishkai. The Jew stands out as an example of what it means integrity, what it means to have honesty, courtesy, to be respectful, to be honest, honorable, dignity. There's so many midas toivas, b'nei melachim, that we could walk around with royalty. Yid davzayin malchus, it's to be royalty. Something that people look and say, wow. And I end with the following, Rabbi Yisrael. Promised you a story. I told you two. I'm going to tell you one more with a smack. Okay, so that's my leverage. You get the story only if you listen to the smack. But first, let's tell you the story. I found years ago a letter that the Zayde Zecheinu Levracha wrote. I don't know if the Olam remembers, there was something called the Americana Hotel. I don't know if it's still around these days. Does anybody remember the Americana Hotel? It's still around? It's still around, the Americana Hotel? No, it's not around. It's somewhere that was Manhattan. My parents' chasna was in the Americana Hotel. Because the amount of people that were supposed to come, there were no halls amongst the Yiddish halls that could hold such a big crowd. So they went and they discussed with the Americana Hotel, the owners, that they would kosher the Americana Hotel and rent it for the night. There were so many people that came to the chasana, it was in the newspapers, that chasana was such a big, the Americana Hotel. I found a letter where my Zayde writes after the chasana to the board of the Americana Hotel. I thank you for the service. It was excellent. I thank you for the catering. The food was unbelievable. For states that wanted to cater, the food was unbelievable. The flowers were unbelievable. It was excellent. And the waiters. He went through a whole list. How it was clean and the lights. I remember even he brought out the lights were dimmed perfectly. It just brought out the evening so well, and it was mamish, a whole letter like this. So I took the letter. I went over to my father. I said, Abba, what's this letter? What? He said, it's a copy of the letter that Zadie sent to the Americana Hotel. I said, did he plan on getting a discount with such a letter? Was that the point of the letter? Like, I couldn't figure out why was it such an overflow of appreciation and hakaras hatov and respect and admiration and mamish on every nuance. She said, no. As a matter of fact, Zadie always felt that he was overcharged for the night. And he still wrote this letter. He said, Zadie always held that he was told that they took way too much money from him. So I don't know if the Americana Hotels would come after me and sue me. I don't want any trouble from anybody. Okay, I mean well. Okay. What's the pshat? Derecheretz, malchus, royalty, respect. Even in business, and even if you think that the other person is maybe taking advantage of you in the business, that doesn't mean that your standards of how Yid behaves with their cheretz is supposed to be. Now I want to tell you a smag, Rabbi Yisrael, and with this I'll end. I read you the smag from Simen Ayin Daled. You ready, Rabbi Yisrael? I see the time, a half a second, and we're done. The smag was a Bali Atesis. Hamesha ben Yankiv Mikaitzi is one of the Bali Atesis. Asay Ayin Dalit, says the smag. Ukvad drashti legolias Yerushalayim Hashem Besfard. I gave a drasha to the Golias, to the exiles. Ulishar Golias Edoim, and all the other Goliasin of Edoim. Ki ato sheherech ha-golus yoisim idai. I see that the golus continues and continues. What is the advice I want to give them? Listen, I very say to advice. Yesh li Yisrael lahavdil mihavle ha-oilam. Vilecha is b'choy somoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shehu emes. We need to grab onto emes, ushloi l'saker, and not to lie. V'loi l'Yisrael, v'loi l'goyim, not to the Eden and not to goyim. Now listen carefully. V'loi l'atayisam, and not to make them make a mistake. B'shominyan, to fool them or to cheat them. Ulekadesh atzma b'mutalem. Shenema, like it says, a pasuk in Tzvan Yisheir Yisrael yatsu abu v'loi yadabru chazav. V'loi yimtze b'fiyam loshen tarmis. Honesty. Now listen to the end of this. Now Rabbi saying this, I end, and I want you to take this with you. Because when the Rabbi Yisrael will come to redeem Klal Yisrael, we need that Yoimru Hagoyim, the Goyim should say, but then also, Rabbi Yisrael was right for redeeming them. Kihem Anshei Emes. The Torah's MS befiyah, that they're honest. That the Goyim will stand. We need this. Avolim Yisnagu, and my Goyim Beramoyis, Yoimru, Rauma, Osakosh Bochu, Shaboskar, Lechelkoi, Ganovim, Beramoyim. If not, they're going to say, look what their Bainshon chose. This is the advice that the Sma gives to the Goyis, Rabbi Sai. Character in the workplace.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.